SBS Radio, news, current affairs and stories that inspire in your language. Join the conversation. sbs.com.au/African.
Tomato means hopscotch.
And hopscotch is a game that used to be played in playgrounds around the world, but it's kind of disappeared and you guys still play it.
It's also disappearing in Ghana, and that's where all the idea of this festival came about. It's about going back to see how the young ones come in, how are they, like, if they actually know the games that I grew up with. The Tomato started as a research for me to do a work later on the year, that was last year, called Jamestown. So I went to see if we can bring back all those games and see how both generations, from kids to my age to the older age, will relate to it. And everyone was really, really embraced it. And it was like, okay, can we do it again? I mean, it was a research. We turned into a festival and over 5,000 people turned up to participate in all the olden games and reconnect to the past again.
These games of the past, besides hopscotch, which is easy and straightforward, you just draw a few, you know, circles and boxes and you just jump around it with the maybe some tokens. But what other games? What other games?
We make a lot of we make flying cards. We make games also, which is called Wari. They are all numbering. And then we play a lot of numbering system games. There are a lot of body percussion games, which are based on numbering structures, numbering system. And those games are very, it helps a lot in strategic way of thinking. Yeah, we play a lot of these games. And then also we make a lot of toys out of recycled materials. So we make cars out of wood things.
Yeah.
We make cars out of, you know, woods, and we create houses and stuff out of mud. These are things that I actually grew up, you know, but because of, you know, technology, things are changing really, really fast. And the kids think, oh, it's so cool to kind of play on, you know, social media rather than engaging with these kids.
Yeah, this is what I was going to point to, because the older games like hopscotch involves, you know, jumping from one square to another one leg. So it helps kids develop their moving abilities, and physically they develop their skills. Whereas nowadays the games are more, you know, computer-based and tablet-based, and they just play with their little thumbs and watch a screen. Whereas these ones get more involvement and more physical.
I guess with the olden games, you get to connect more with your peers and your friends. It's also very challenging and engaging. I guess you learn a lot that you actually not really aware of. Like, you benefit a lot from that. But for me, growing up and you know, pursuing dance and choreography as a career, I actually understand a lot that, you know, these games give me a lot of materials to work with now in my career, in relation to, you know, thinking of ideas or thinking of materials to work with, or thinking of strategic way of working and stuff. So I think it's really great for the younger ones also coming to have great experience of that. The ideas for us to bring it back, you know, the kids think, oh, it's cool, and it's, then they can play and they don't, and it's in fashion. I mean, they think it's old school. But I guess Tomato is also not about games. Only when we start first time, it was about the games. But then both generations say, let's have it again. I'm like, okay, well, this was just a self-fun project, and okay, we're doing it. So when I went this time, we decided to kind of make it a 3-day international platform, like where people can present contemporary works or youth coming up doing interesting works. You know, either dancing or choreographing or a great acrobatic or ball juggling. We bring people together and then we ask them to do some interesting collaborations that they will not normally do. They can be a little bit more challenged and present something interesting. And then we also ask some of the choreographers to kind of talk about their environment and recycle and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, issues with political issues or anything in Ghana that they want to talk about through their art. Yeah. So it's not just entertainment, but it's also a way of artists being able to use the art to talk about things that are affecting their environment or things that actually bothering them that they want to talk about or they want to see a change.
Through play, they are not only maintaining their shape physically, they are also interacting with their peers developing mental skills, counting, and also saving the environment and being able to actually engage and talk about social and political issues around themselves, all this through play.
Jamestown is a place where the art is really huge and big. What people actually lack is mentors and also being able to connect with the outside world to see it also different works or works that will get them thinking very different about their art. That's one of the reasons why we kind of trying to do some interesting collaborations. So bringing poetry from the Institute of African Studies to work with a music band to create something real or something unique. I myself, last year, I made a work about Jamestown community, but this year, we're going to be collaborating with the School of the Deaf. So they are going to be deaf people, like maybe three female deaf. We're going to be collaborating to make a work relating to sign language. Yeah. And sound,
yeah.
And how they actually also hear the music through the ground. We also have an all-female band kind of talking to them to do another collaboration with an all-female acrobatic. As part of that, we have three international artists coming, two from Singapore, but one from Singapore, actually, that I would work with her in Ghana, and she's coming with a friend from France to perform a duet. And then also I have a lady called Jenny from originally from Haiti, but lives in Ivory Coast. She's coming to talk about art developments and how artists can actually use their art to change their environment and how they can establish career with their art, and also how they can use social media as an advantage to promote themselves or create a profile for themselves. The artists also in Jamestown can be open to stuff that are happening outside the world, and I will also challenge them to think a little bit different about their work. So it's more like a mentoring at the same time for them to be able to think a bit different and grow in their art, because they are fantastic already. You know, they are, their levels are like Cirque du Soleil level, you know, in terms of acrobatic or dance, but they just need to use that to create something different, to talk about interesting thing, not just entertainment.
A very, very powerful lineup of activities. How many days this time?
So this year is going to be a three days as well. The first day we have workshops, we have networking sessions, we have conference people talking about dimes and stuff. And then we have workshops, and then we have a dance screen. The second day will be a street festival where people get to create instruments and toys out of recycled materials,
and also
playing the old and childhood games, bringing back some of the songs that holds a lot of the history of the community.
Yeah.
And then the third is where we have the platform for contemporary dance and contemporary art and contemporary music.
A festival like this requires some financial muscle.
Mm-hmm.
You must be a millionaire.
I'm not a millionaire. I don't think you're the first person saying that. It's just, for me, it's about giving back to community. When I started first, it was just a little research. I didn't expect that many people to turn up, but because I grew up there and a lot of people know me, so many people turn up, and it happened that it's a thing that, you know, the community need, and everyone was kind of calling it to bring it back. The second time again, we tried to get some money somewhere, but it didn't really happen. But I really wanted it to happen again, so I self-funded again, which was really hard. But this third time was too massive, was too big, it's getting too big, and you know, we really need financial support. We need assistance from outside because we really need to make it work. This time we set up a possible campaign so people can donate anything they want to support.
And if people want to know more and maybe even contribute, how they contact you or the other organizers?
Okay, so we have a crowdfunding that is going on at the moment. It's finished on the 24th of November. If you go to Tumatu Festival on Possible, you will find it. Also, if you go on my website, luckylatte.com, it's also on projects, on Tumatu projects. The link is also there. We also have our Facebook page, Jamestown Creativity Dance Music Festival, and it's also there. I guess the easiest way people can find it, they can go to either possible.com/projects/Tumatu Creativity Festival, and they can find it, and they can support any amount they really wanted to give. We really greatly appreciate it.